But let me see. All right, we've been going through the last month through a series of following the Lord on His path to the resurrection. Okay, on His path to the resurrection. Hemos estado siguiendo una serie de mensajes la jornada de Jesús hacia la resurrección, ¿verdad? Y tuvo que levantar a Lázaro, tuvo que entrar en el día de Ramos, ¿verdad? A Jerusalén victoriosamente. Tuvo que ir a la cruz, ¿verdad? El viernes y el domingo resucitar entre los muertos. The map was pretty clear laid out by the Father. He went and showed that what he was going to do with himself by raising Lazarus from the dead. We covered that message. He entered Jerusalem victoriously on Palm Sunday, and of course on Friday he went to the cross and suffered for our sins. Yeah? For our sins, carried our cross. Yeah, not his cross. It was our cross, and because on it was laid our sins, and then. 3 days later, today, as it would be, on a Sunday, he rose from the dead. Okay? He rose from the dead. The title of today's message is Responding to the Resurrection. El título de hoy es, para hoy, Respondiendo a la Resurrección. We're answering the question, what should be our response to the resurrection? Have I responded correctly? Okay? As someone who believes in God, who's here today. Have I responded correctly to the resurrection? Because it's possible that you have not. There might be that situation. And today you can correct it. Yeah?
La pregunta que vamos a hacer hoy hacia nosotros, ¿qué debe ser nuestra respuesta a la resurrección de Cristo? No es solo algo que si uno oye, ¡ay, qué buena historia!, ¿verdad? No, Dios espera que respondamos nosotros correctamente a la resurrección de su Hijo. Es posible que haya algunos aquí que no hemos respondido todavía. Hemos tomado la historia, ¡ay, qué bonita la historia!, pero no hemos respondido como Dios quiere. Y ojalá hoy aprendamos la importancia de cómo responder.
So, we're going to be centering, first of all, just a brief overview of what happened on that morning, okay? And how Jesus started appearing to certain people, okay, to elicit the proper response about his rising again from the dead. And from that, we will glean our application today.
Vamos a ver hoy la historia, cómo empezó en esa mañana todo, ¿verdad? Y cómo Jesús empezó a aparecer a ciertas personas, ¿verdad? Para elicitar de ellos una respuesta correcta y apropiada a su resucitación entre los muertos. Y así la vamos a aplicar nosotros.
So, point number one, if you're following in the notes, you can also fill them in as you go. And here, first, we're going to see, brothers, the report of the resurrection. And that is a report that is given not just to the women or to the disciples, but to all of us. To all of us.
Primeramente, vamos a ver el anuncio de la resurrección. Un anuncio que no solo fue dado para las mujeres que aparecieron o los discípulos, pero también hoy para nosotros. Un reporte, un anuncio de lo que Dios ha hecho con su Hijo.
So, this is the passage we'll be looking at, Matthew 28. Vamos a ver el pasaje de Mateo 28. And here again, brothers, we have the women coming in the morning, okay? It's a whole group of them, okay, that came on that morning to the grave because they knew that Jesus' burial was a rush job, okay? It was a rush job, and they wanted to come and make sure they did it right. The men did it right. So they brought, you know, all kinds of perfumes and preservatives, you know, that they were going to apply again and properly to the body of Jesus.
Esa mañana vinieron un grupo de mujeres. Mujeres que vieron a Jesús morir, ¿verdad? Y vieron que los hombres tomaron el cuerpo de Jesús y fueron y lo pusieron en la tumba, ¿verdad? Y trataron de prepararlo lo mejor que pudieron, pero era todo apresurado. Y ellas vinieron para hacerlo correctamente, ¿eh? Para ponerle las ingredientes apropiadas al cuerpo de Jesús, ¿verdad? Y hacerlo correctamente. Y ellas, pues ahí estaban en la mañanita, llegaron. Pero hallaron que la tumba estaba vacía, estaba abierta, la piedra no estaba allí, ¿verdad? Estaba a un lado.
But when they came, the rock had been rolled away already, and there was nobody there, okay? There was nobody inside. But there were two men.
Then later they re-identified them as angels. And they told them, man, he's not here. The one you're looking at, he's not here because he's been raised from the dead. You're not going to find him. Why don't you turn around and go tell the disciples?
Y en ese momento vieron esos dos hombres que después supieron que eran ángeles. Y le dijeron a las mujeres, aquí no está Jesús porque ha resucitado. Vayan y díganle, danle la vuelta y díganle a los discípulos lo que ha pasado.
And so they went. They went. And they met Jesus on the road as they were obeying the Lord, brothers. As they were obeying in obedience, going to do what the angels had said, Jesus met them. And they hugged his feet and worshipped him.
Y en el camino, cuando ellos estaban en obediencia yendo a decirle a los discípulos, pues se les apareció Jesús en el camino.
Y allí lo abrazaron, ¿verdad? Y le abrazaron los pies, lo adoraron, ¿verdad?
Y también les dijo, no tengan temor, ¿verdad? Vayan y díganle a mis hermanos. Vayan y díganle a mis hermanos lo que han visto ustedes. Y yo me voy a encontrar con ellos allá en Galilea.
So I'm gonna go. So they just told them, you know, go ahead, tell my disciples, you know, what you've seen, but tell them I'm going to meet them in Galilee. I'm going to meet them in Galilee. Don't be afraid. And so they went. They went. That's the beginning of everything.
And so some things stand out, brothers, about the announcement of the resurrection. Some people, yes, were given the responsibility to pass on the report to others.
Keep passing it on.
Jesus is risen. He's risen from the dead.
That's to be continued. That's what we're doing today. That's what I'm doing right now, is passing on the report. Okay.
Algunas observaciones aquí que unas personas les dio la responsabilidad de transmitir el anuncio de la resurrección.
Las mujeres que vinieron primero.
De transmitir ese mensaje importante,
el cual no es para ese tiempo nomás, pero para hoy, aún hoy, yo lo estoy diciendo aún con ustedes, repitiendo y pasando el reporte.
We were making some observations in Sunday school. It's interesting, when you go to Sunday school, you learn all kinds of stuff. And what's Sunday school? That's the Bible study just before the service.
And algo interesante, estamos observando en la escuela bíblica, no, en la escuela dominical, perdón, la estudio antes del servicio, y aprendemos muchas cosas, pero miramos que Jesús solo se le apareció primero a las mujeres, solo a las mujeres.
Jesus appeared only to the women.
First Mary Magdalene, and then to the whole group of them that were, he met them on the road. And we were asking, why did he not appear to the disciples first? The guys that were, you know, right there with Jesus.
¿Por qué fue que Jesús no se le apareció a los discípulos? ¿Eh? Los que estaban cerquita a él, que él les estudiaba y le confesaba y confiaba en ellos todo.
No fue las mujeres, to the women.
Well, brothers, Jesus expected. Let's go to point B.
Jesus expected his followers, especially his disciples, to believe the report, to live by faith, without having seen him, brothers, without having seen him.
Este es el punto que Jesús esperaba que sus seguidores, sus discípulos, podemos decir, que crean en el anuncio sin tener que verlo, sin tener que verlo.
He wanted his disciples to believe and live by faith. All that he taught them. He told them he was going to rise from the dead. So he expected them just to believe the announcement.
Él les dijo, yo voy a ser resucitado el tercer día. Y esperaba que ellos crean el anuncio.
So we got to make sure we're doing some believing. We believe when Jesus said, when we read something in the Bible, do we believe it? Or say, I don't know, it's like something different.
Well, brother, not believing the Lord.
You're not believing God.
Y para nosotros es esta aplicación, que si estamos creyendo en el Señor sin tener que verlo, sin tener que verlo, estamos creyendo lo que Él dice.
Without having seen it, we got to believe what he says.
He's not walking around like he was back then,
showing up here and there.
No, it's all about believing and living by faith.
So, point number two.
Punto dos.
The unveiling of the resurrection is available to all people.
Ahora vamos a ver que el discernimiento de la resurrección está disponible para todos.
What's the unveiling? It means coming to the realization of the truth. The realization of how it happened and why it happened.
So there's some thinking involved there, an understanding, coming to an understanding about the resurrection.
Entonces, este discernimiento se trata de pensar en tal manera que razonas y miras cómo Dios lo hizo y por qué lo hizo.
First of all, the Lord reveals the certainty of the resurrection to those who say,
if you don't seek it, yeah, it's all right. I'm good,
right?
You will never come. The Lord will never reveal the certainty of them.
And that's what changes your life.
Yeah. That's what changes your life.
That's how the Lord moves in your life.
Primeramente, el Señor revela la certeza de la resurrección a quienes lo buscan.
A los que lo buscan.
If you're looking, si lo estás buscando, estar cierto de lo que, seguro en lo que Jesús hizo, Dios te lo va a revelar. Dios se va a acercar y te lo va a revelar.
We're going to read this. Lo vamos a leer.
Now, Jesus did appear to these first men, we might say, that Jesus appeared to. And these were not among the 12 disciples, but they were disciples. They knew Jesus. They were with Jesus. They saw his miracles. They believed in him. Okay?
Ahora Jesús viene y aparece a dos hombres que eran discípulos, pero no eran los apóstoles. No eran los apóstoles.
And they got to hear the report of Mary Magdalene and the other women that came and said, hey, we saw the Lord. He's alive. They got to hear that. And now they're going home because they're not too sure. Okay? They're trying to figure it out.
Estos dos les tocó oír el reporte de las mujeres que regresaron y dijeron, hemos visto al Señor, está vivo. Les tocó a ellos oír. Pero todavía no estaban muy seguros y estaban regresando a su casa, que estaba a 11 kilómetros, Emmaus se llamaba.
They were returning to Emmaus, their town, 7 miles away. Okay, and they're talking. Now, notice what happened here in verse 13. And behold, two of them were going to that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all the things which had taken place. Okay? All of it. From his death all the way to Sunday morning and everything they heard. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them.
Wow.
Jesus walking with them. Now, but notice, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. Jesus, he didn't say, hey, I'm Jesus. No. He's just like a regular guy. Just walking in the same direction.
Dice, y aquí, aquel mismo día, de ellos iban a una aldea llamada Emmaus, que estaba como a 11 kilómetros de Jerusalén, y conversaban entre sí acerca de todas estas cosas que habían acontecido. Y sucedió que mientras conversaban y discutían, Jesús mismo se acercó y caminaba con ellos, pero sus ojos estaban velados para que no lo conocieran. Como si fuera otra persona como ahí estaba caminando en la misma dirección.
So, there's some things about these guys, okay? These disciples, of course, they were seeking clarity. They were seeking understanding in these visual accounts the women had come and told the apostles. Hey, all of us saw the same thing. They had to come to clarity about whether these women were actually saw Jesus.
Entonces estos discípulos estaban buscando claridad, hermanos, y discutían entre sí el reporte de las mujeres, que todas vinieron unos primero y luego otras después, y decían lo mismo, que habían visto al Señor que estaba vivo.
And so that's what was happening among them. And but they could not, when Jesus approached them, they didn't recognize, probably for two reasons.
Cuando Jesús se les apareció, no lo reconoce.
Por dos razones, hermanos.
First is the physical reason. Jesus didn't look exactly like he did before.
That's part of having the resurrection body. You go from the imperfect to a perfect.
And so he didn't look quite the same. It didn't mean that he had a totally different face altogether. No, he just it had changed, okay? There was a resemblance, but it didn't look like he used to look, okay?
Dos razones. La primera es la razón física, que Jesús tenía una apariencia similar, pero no exacta a la previa, hermanos. Porque cuando uno recibe un cuerpo de la resurrección, se va de lo imperfecto a lo perfecto. Y Jesús, todas las imperfecciones de su cuerpo pasado estaban eliminadas y ahora tenía un cuerpo perfecto. Y entonces era similar, ¿verdad? Pero entonces, por eso, hermanos, no los alcanzó reconocerlo.
And the second reason is spiritual reason. Okay,
the disciples had yet to believe the report of Jesus being resurrected. They had yet to believe, okay? And so, until you believe, you can't spiritually. You cannot see.
Entonces, esa razón espiritual era que todavía no venían a creer completamente en la resurrección de Jesús.
Y hasta que uno no cree, no puede ver uno espiritualmente.
Es una ley eterna y espiritual en la Biblia. Si tú no crees, no puedes ver las cosas de Dios.
Until you believe, you cannot see the things of God.
And so they were struggling in believing, okay?
They were struggling to believe.
It's kind of like that guy who had his son, you know, demon-possessed, and he said, Jesus, if you can do anything, heal my son. He said, what do you mean, if?
All things are possible to him who believes.
Help my unbelief, Lord.
They needed some help with their unbelief.
Como el padre que tenía el hijo endemoniado y dice, si tú puedes hacer algo, Señor, hazlo. ¿Y cómo que sí puedo? Todo es posible para aquel que cree. Y él le dijo, Señor, ayúdame a incredulidad. Ayúdame a creer. Y es lo que Jesús venía a hacer con estos hombres. Venía a ayudarlos a creer.
So, lesson. We can't see Jesus until we first believe. Need to understand.
Lección. This is also, we can't see him in our life until we believe what Jesus has said in his word. Y así igual con nosotros. No podemos ver a Jesús hasta que primero creamos. Tenemos que creer a Jesús. No podemos verlo en nuestra vida hoy si no primero creemos lo que él ha dicho en su palabra.
If you're not in the word, you have little to believe.
If you're not in the word, you're not in the Bible, you're not in church, you have little. You struggle to believe and to see the Lord at work. Si no estás en la Biblia, si no estás en la iglesia, pues es duro creer en el Señor, de creer, de verlo. ¿Cómo está trabajando? Y quiere trabajar en tu vida.
We have to believe his word.
Tenemos que creer su palabra.
Point. I must have made back up.
Yes, I did miss point. Let me tell you point B. Punto B. Punto B. The Lord also, we need to see, brothers, that he draws near to those whose righteous hopes are crushed. Everybody has hopes. Hopes for good things in your life, for your family, for yourself, for your future, for your retirement.
So, punto B, miramos que el Señor se acerca a aquellos cuyos esperanzas justas son estrelladas,
las cuales tienen esperanzas justas, pero el mundo las estrella. Y todos tenemos esperanzas. Todo corazón en este mundo tiene una esperanza. Esperanza de cosas buenas que nos vaya a venir un día. Esperanzas para mi familia, para mis hijos, para mi futuro, para mi retiro. De todo eso tenemos esperanzas, ¿verdad?
And these men had a hope.
Let's read it. It's in verse 17 if you have your notes. In Luke 24, verse 17. Vamos a ver en Lucas 24, versículo 17. Y aquí nos dice lo que pasó. Dice, and he said to them, what are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you are walking? Jesus asked. Jesús le dijo, ¿Qué discusiones son estas que tenéis entre vosotros mientras vais andando? And they stood still looking sad. Why were they sad, brothers? I'll tell you in a minute, okay? Y ellos se detuvieron, ¿verdad? Y con semblante triste. ¿Por qué estaban tristes?
I'm going to jump to verse 21.
It says, we were hoping that it was he, Jesus, who was going to redeem Israel. Save Israel. Save our people, in other words. Indeed, besides all this, it is the third day since these things happened. Y luego dice en el versículo 21, voy a brincar, dice, pero nosotros esperábamos, ahí está la esperanza, que él... Jesús era el que iba a redimir, salvar, en otras palabras, a Israel. Israel, su pueblo, su gente, ¿verdad? Pero además de todo esto, este es el tercer día desde que estas cosas acontecieron.
I make an observation about people and their hopes. The righteous have certain kinds of hopes that the unrighteous do not.
Aquí vamos a ver que los justos tienen ciertas esperanzas que los injustos no lo tienen. ¿Ok?
The righteous hope for the salvation of their people, not just themselves, but their people, their family, their sons and daughters, their wife, their spouse, their relatives, the people they know. They yearn that they would come to know this, the judgment. That's the hope of the...
And they had that hope. They would say, we were hoping that this Jesus was going, to, before he was killed, that he was going to be the one to save our people. Y estos justos, hermanos, los justos, estas... Tienen ellos la esperanza de que su pueblo, su gente, su familia, sus hijos, su esposa, marido, vengan al conocimiento de la salvación, conozcan al Señor Todopoderoso y escapen el juicio que viene. Esa es la esperanza de los justos.
That's the hope of the righteous. It's not just about, yes, my people, my loved ones.
Los justos dicen, no solo mi Señor, pero también los míos, mi pueblo, mi gente, mi familia, se salven, Señor. Esa es la esperanza de los justos.
And when Jesus died on the cross, they didn't understand why. Their hope was crushed.
Y cuando vieron estos dos a Jesús crucificado en la cruz, ahí su esperanza fue estrellada.
And Jesus draws near.
He draws near.
Y Jesús se acerca.
Now, question. Before, let me give you the question here. Are your hopes the hopes of the righteous? As you hope in this life, you carry a hope in your heart for certain good things to happen. Do you ever hope, have the hope of the righteous? That the Lord would save me.
and those whom I love. That's the hope of the world. La pregunta le hago, si ustedes tienen la esperanza de los justos.
Cuando tú estás esperando y deseando buenas cosas, que si tú esperas que Dios te salve de tus pecados, los perdone, los limpie y te dé a ti el perdón y la vida eterna.
Y no solo a ti, pero a tu familia.
Esa es, es la esperanza de los justos.
We should foster that hope, brothers.
Because nothing is greater than that.
Anything else on this earth that you're hoping for is secondary. It's going to all pass away.
But the hope of the righteous is forever.
Todas las esperanzas terrenales de que te pasen buenas cosas aquí en la tierra son temporales, hermanos, y se va a acabar, te vas a morir, y va a quedar atrás todo, y lo va a dejar todo atrás. Pero la esperanza del justo, de la salvación, es para toda la eternidad.
Para ti y los tuyos.
Now, point C. God uses the scriptures to restore all manner of hope. We need to understand that. That's where he starts to restore things. And that's what Jesus did. He started to restore the hope of these two men.
Miramos que Dios usa las escrituras para restaurar toda clase, toda manera de esperanza que esté estrellada.
Pero es por medio de las escrituras.
See, he doesn't pull out, you know, a medical kit and say, okay, I'm going to fix your hope here.
No, no, no. It's the scripture. It's what he's already written. It's his promises. What he has done and what he's going to do.
Let's look at verse 25, versículo 25 al 27.
It says, and he said to them, oh, foolish men, slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
What's the prophets? That's the scriptures.
Yeah.
Dice Jesús, entonces Jesús le dijo, oh, insensatos, insensatos y tardos de corazón para creer todo lo que los profetas han dicho.
Verse 26, was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?
Then beginning from Moses, that means the first five books of the Bible,
from Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scripture.
He started to have a Bible study on the way.
Okay?
He started to have a Bible study.
For those of you who don't like Bible studies, you better start liking them.
Okay?
Yeah. Y el versículo 26, era necesario que Cristo padeciera, sufriera todas estas cosas y entrara en su gloria. Y comenzando por Moisés, los cinco libros de la Biblia, los primeros, y continuando con todos los profetas en la Biblia, ¿verdad? Les explicó lo referente a él en todas las escrituras.
Tuvo un estudio bíblico con ellos, hermanos, en el camino.
Un estudio bíblico.
Es bueno estudiar la Biblia. Y Jesús lo estaba estudiando y estaba explicando.
So, according to Jesus, when I asked this, according to Jesus, what made them foolish? He said that.
Oh, foolish men.
What made them foolish?
He tells them what made them foolish.
And why do we need to know?
So that we're not foolish.
So that we're not foolish.
Y aquí Jesús les dice, hey, vamos a hacer la pregunta, en acuerdo a Jesús, dice aquí, ¿qué los hacía a estos hombres insensatos?
Porque él les dijo, oh, hombres, oh, insensatos, les dijo a ellos.
Y debemos saber para que nosotros no seamos insensatos.
It's interesting. You could be the wisest person that everybody thinks you're so smart, and then God looks down and says, man, you're so
you're so fool.
You know?
I would rather care what he thinks about me than what the whole world thinks. Right?
Es interesante que, ¿qué pasaría si todo el mundo te dice a ti, ay, qué tan sabio eres, qué tan inteligente eres? Pero si Dios me revelara y del cielo que él piensa de mí, ¿qué pues, ¿qué sería más importante, lo que cree Dios de mí o lo que cree el mundo?
Es Dios, ¿verdad?
Es Dios, porque ahí está la verdad con él.
Ahí está la verdad.
And so, let's answer that question. First of all, foolishness means not to perceive or understand with the mind. Okay?
La insensatez, gracias. Es no percibir o entender con la mente.
And so, they were given evidence by the women. Multiple evidence of the same thing. And they weren't using their brain to realize this could not be a mass hallucination. They saw Jesus.
They weren't using the brain, okay?
Entonces, no estamos usando la cabeza, hermanos. Recibieron el reporte de muchas mujeres diciendo lo mismo. Y no viene a la conclusión que era cierto entonces.
So, but Jesus says something here in verse 25. He says, being slow of heart to believe the scriptures. That makes you foolish.
Lo primero que lo hace a uno insensato es, como dijo Jesús en versículo 25, ser tardos de corazón para creer las escrituras.
That makes you foolish.
Well, I don't know if God hears me.
Well, you're foolish.
God said he hears everything. He knows everything.
Well, I don't know if God is with me.
Then you're foolish because God says I will never leave you.
You're not believing this.
En muchas maneras somos insensatos. Hay veces decimos cosas que están contrario a lo que Jesús dijo.
Ay, no sé si Dios me está escuchando.
Pues eres insensato porque Dios dijo que él oye todo. Él sabe todo.
No sé si Dios está conmigo.
Pues eres insensato porque Dios está, Dijo que nunca te dejaré o te desamparé. Nunca te voy a abandonar. Pues somos tardos de corazón para creer lo que Dios ha dicho.
We should not be slow of heart to believe.
I don't know if God loves me.
What's that make me?
Foolish.
Yo no sé si Dios me ama.
Pues eso me hace a mí.
For God so loved the world.
Que de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que dio su vida.
Everyone who believes
would have eternal life. Pero todo el que crea en él no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna.
You better leave this place. Jesus, he raised him from the dead.
Tenemos que irnos de este lugar creyendo que Dios me ama. De todo corazón, porque él, mi Padre Celestial, mandó a su Hijo a la cruz por mí y lo resucitó por mí para que yo esté con él un día. Si es que creo en él.
The other thing that makes us foolish is not realizing it was necessary for the Messiah.
That's what Jesus said.
Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer and then enter into his glory?
Was it not necessary?
It's in the scriptures.
Él mismo le dijo. De no darnos cuenta que era necesario que el Mesías muriera. Ellos no se daban cuenta, eran insensatos, porque es lo que decía el Antiguo Testamento. Era necesario.
Absolutely necessary. Nobody else could open the doors to heaven for a sinner, except what Jesus did on the cross,
and then enter back into heaven after he rose from the dead.
So he can say, come on now, come on up here.
No había otro que podía hacer lo que Jesús hizo, pagar por los pecados, y luego ser resucitado, ir al cielo, y después decir, vénganse conmigo todos,
que creen en mí,
es que me siguen.
So we need to grow in that. Make sure, brothers, that we're not foolish people.
No debemos ser insensatos como gente.
Point number three, the last one.
The person of the resurrection is seen by the spiritually thirsty.
He's about to reveal himself so that they recognize him.
But it has to be to those who are spiritually thirsty.
Jesús iba a revelar a estas personas. Y la persona de la resurrección, Jesús, es visto por los espiritualmente sedientos.
We're going to find out. Are you spiritually thirsty?
¿Eres tú? Te vas a dar cuenta si eres espiritualmente sediento.
That means, are you intrigued and interested in the things of God?
If you are, you're spiritually.
Si tú estás interesado en las cosas, de entenderlas, de saberlas,
eres espiritualmente sediento.
Let's see what it said.
And the disciples wanted more of what Jesus was teaching.
Okay? As he was walking with them, explaining everything to them. Miramos que los discípulos querían más de lo que Jesús les estaba enseñando. Cuando él estaba caminando con ellos, enseñándoles, explicándoles, querían más.
They wanted more. Okay?
Verse 29.
So when they arrived to their house,
okay,
and Jesus is acting like he's going to keep going. He's okay, guys, we'll see you later. Like he's on his way to his place. So.
This is what happens in verse 29. Mientras ellos llegaron a la casa, los dos hombres, pero Jesús pretendía que iba a seguir caminando. Esto es lo que pasó.
Let's read verse 29. It says, but they urged, saying, stay with us, for it is getting toward evening, and the day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them.
Dice aquí, y ellos le instaron, insistieron, diciendo, quédate con nosotros, porque esta está atardeciendo y el día se ha declinado, y entró y a quedarse con ellos.
So brothers, they are revealing spiritual thirst.
Okay.
Están revelando ellos que tienen sed espiritual.
And what did they do?
They urged the Lord to stay.
Because we want more, Lord.
Ellos le urgieron al Señor que se quede.
¿Por qué? Porque querían más.
They were spiritually thirsty.
Tenían sed espiritual.
They wanted more.
And because they wanted more,
Jesus stayed.
And then he revealed, they saw him.
Okay?
Y porque tenían esa sed, se quedó Jesús. Y después lo reconocieron.
And so the lesson, brother, is that the scriptures were always intended to bring us into a real relationship, a right relationship with the risen Lord.
Because that's what Jesus was using.
Your hopes are dashed. They're shattered.
Let me give you what the word of God says, my promises.
And so, to bring them what? Into a right relationship.
To bring them into right relationship.
Entonces, en la lección de esta sección, hermanos, es que las escrituras siempre son usadas por Dios para traerlos en una relación correcta con Él. Para que lo podamos ver.
So that we can see Him through the eye of faith.
And remember the Revelation 3:20?
If behold, I stand at the door and knock. Said,
Jesús dijo en Apocalipsis 3:20.
Mira, yo estoy en la puerta y toco.
If anyone opens the door,
hears my voice
and opens the door, I will come into him
and dine with him. That means have fellowship, a real relationship. Si alguien oye mi voz y abre la puerta, yo entraré en él y cenaré con él y él conmigo. Tendremos un compañerismo profundo, una relación real.
That's the promise of. And the knocking on the door, brothers, that's the scripture when you hear them.
Eso, oír el tocar la puerta, pues esas son las escrituras que nos están hablando. La voz de Dios.
We have to open the door, abrir la puerta, creer y recibir a Jesús.
Believe it and receive the Lord. Follow him, to follow him.
So now, point B, Jesus opened the eyes of the disciples.
Y ahora Jesús abre los ojos de los discípulos.
Starting in verse 30. Versículo 30,
and when he had reclined at the table, remember, he said, stay with us.
Why?
To eat together and sleep over. That's what they were saying. So they were going to eat first, right? And when they reclined at the table with them, he says, he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them.
Like he used to do before he died,
the same way.
Dice, y sucedió que al sentarse a la mesa con ellos, tomó pan y lo bendijo y partiéndolo, les dio.
And giving it to them, it says, verse 31, then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight in that moment. He just teleported right out of there.
Right?
Y luego, ¿qué pasó? Entonces, les fueron abiertos los ojos, y le reconocieron, pero él desapareció de la presencia de él.
Thing about a resurrected body, brothers, it has all kinds of abilities. And one is teleportation. Looks like Jesus could, he don't need to walk 7 miles to Emmaus. He could have teleported, but he walked.
Okay. Yeah? But he walked with them. Okay?
Eso de tener un cuerpo resucitado, hermanos, viene con habilidades imaginarias.
Y esa es teleportación. Uno puede, no tiene que caminar de Jerusalén a Emmaus, hermanos. Simplemente te apareces allá, pero él vino caminando con ellos.
And so their eyes were open. Sus ojos fueron abiertos.
And why, brothers? Because God, the Lord, is in the business of opening eyes that cannot see clearly.
That's what he wants you to see.
But first, he wants you to believe, as already.
Él quiere que tú lo veas. Dios desea, Jesús desea que tú lo veas. Pero él empieza primero en que lo crea, que creas en él. Que creas lo que él ha dicho. Primero, así como estos.
And after they believed the scriptures, they were convinced they saw him.
Después de que creyeron las escrituras, estos dos hombres, y que estaban convencidos de lo que decían las escrituras, pues ahora sí lo pueden ver, lo pueden reconocer.
Now, as we wind it up,
we're going to wind it up, ya estamos cerrando.
Last question, what is the proper response for those who see the Lord?
What is the proper response?
If you, and that means you see him with the eye of faith, like we do today.
¿Cuál es la respuesta apropiada para quienes ven al Señor, aunque sea con el ojo de fe, como hoy?
What should we do?
Well, let's look at verse 33 and 35.
Mirando el versículo 33 y el 35.
What did they do? How did they respond?
It says, and they got up.
Now, Jesus disappeared, right?
They fell over. They fell back. They fell backwards on their chair, okay, or whatever. They were completely astonished, okay? And now, it says, verse 33, they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found to gather together the 11 disciples and those who were with them and saying, the Lord has really risen and has appeared to Simon. They began to relate their experience on the road and how he was recognized by them in the breaking of the bread.
They're telling a good story there.
Y levantándose, ¿qué pasó cuando después de que se cayeron, después de que se desapareció Jesús? ¿Eh? Levantándose, en esa misma hora regresaron a Jerusalén y hallaron reunidos a los 11 y a los que estaban con ellos y que decían, es verdad,
que es verdad,
lo que dijeron las mujeres, es verdad que el Señor ha resucitado y se ha aparecido a Simón y ellos contaban sus experiencias en el camino y cómo le habían reconocido en el partir del pan.
Brothers, the response, brothers, is that we need to share the report.
That's how we are to respond, to believe it.
Cuando vienes a creer en Jesús, cuando vienes a creer, a verlo con el ojo de fe, tienes que compartir.
Tienes que compartir el report.
Que este Dios es verdadero.
Es el único.
No hay otro.
That this God is the only God.
There's no other God, okay?
There's no other God that can do what this God did.
And I believe in. He revealed himself to me.
That should be.
Eso debe ser nuestra respuesta.
Who, if you have the hope of the righteous,
who among your loved ones
needs to hear the report that they can see and have a relation. Who among your loved ones? That's the hope of the.
¿Quién entre los las esperanzas de los justos entre ustedes? ¿Quiénes entre amados todavía no han creído en Jesús y tienen que oír el reporte de que pueden tener una relación con él también, una relación que salva, que perdona y que da vida eterna, que es Jesús?
It's not just about us, about a whole bunch of other people.
Let's all stand. Vamos a
We got to make a decision this morning, brothers, that to commit ourselves to believing Jesus and everything that he has said and stop doubting him. And stop doubting because we become foolish.
Hay que comprometernos esta mañana a creer todo lo que Dios ha dicho de su Hijo, lo que Jesús nos ha enseñado, y no ser insensatos, no ser insensatos, y responder correctamente, creer todo lo que nos ha dicho, creer el reporte, compartir el reporte.
To believe the report, to share the report, we need to respond right.
Father God, thank you so much for your people that are here today.
Thank you for the joy, Lord, of knowing that one day we're going to rise from the dead as well. When we hear our name called, when you return, appear in heaven, and after the last trumpet, you will call them of the righteous, and they will rise from powerful, glorious, beautiful, and holy.
Gracias, Señor, que nos das la esperanza. Tú siendo resucitado, un día Él va a regresar por nosotros, dice la Escritura, que después de la última trompeta, con una gran voz, Él clamará tu nombre, y todos los muertos en Cristo van a resucitar.
Gracias que tenemos.
Thank you that we have that hope, Lord. But now, Lord, our hope is also not just for us, but for our loved ones, that we be with them also, not just here on earth. Give us the word, the power to share through the Holy Spirit.
Pedimos, Señor, que también nos des a nosotros el poder y las palabras de compartir el reporte a todos los familiares para que siga esa salvación.
No estemos solos en el cielo, pero también los que están aquí vengan con aquí,
Lord. You're so good.
Eres tan bueno.
And all God's people, man.